Nothing can compare. You are living hope. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. We welcome you this morning. Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You are living hope. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love. You're my heart comes free, and my shame is undone. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are come here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is where my heart longs for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord, we need your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. This is our prayer today. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. This is holy ground. Hallelujah. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. This is our prayer. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Hallelujah. In your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. In your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord, we need your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord, your presence, Lord. Lord, we need your presence. We need your presence. Open our eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, it's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings, for the Lord our God is wonderful. All praises be to the King of Kings, for the Lord our God is wonderful. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how on this morning on the Master's Call. We've been coming to you for 10 years on this call, Lord, and not by anything that's so wonderful about us, Lord, but because of your grace and mercy and your strength, Lord, and the vision that you planted deep down in the souls of Dr. PK and Sister Minister Vanessa, Lord, and all the prayer partners that have joined us, Lord, all the ones that sing, a Songbird, Tiffany, and Rosalind. I don't want to mention all the names because I don't want to forget anybody. But that's not important, Father, Lord, because we know that you know all of our names. You know every hair on our head. You are our righteousness. You are our hope. You are our hope of glory. You are the propitiation. You are everything to us. We can't take another breath unless you allow us to do so. Your permissive and authoritative will rules us. And we thank you, Lord, because you're also so generous, a generous, a good, good Father. Abba, Father, you are our Father. And we just thank you, Lord. You're the creator of all. You are our redemption, and you are our comforter, Lord. There's so many that are in bereavement right now, Lord. There's so many that are grieving the loss of a loved one, the loss of employment, the loss of just being able to spend time with their grandchildren. But, Lord, I truly believe that this is a time that you have demanded and commanded that we spend time with you, that we set other things aside, that we rethink our priorities, that we put you first, and we prioritize you in our life, Lord, and we hope and pray, and we know, Lord, that this call for 10 years, early in the morning, we have put you first, Lord. And we don't take it for granted. We thank you, Lord, for honoring what we do. Your word says that you will honor the things that we do that honor you and that you will bless us in your time, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have done, for what you are doing, and for what you will do. We want to lift every household up that's represented across the United States on this prayer call. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Send your angels to encamp around their houses. And, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We ask these prayers in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen and amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, praise the Lord. And thank you, our newest member of the Master's Call family, for welcoming our guests and our family and for hosts and for greeting us and for that powerful prayer. We are so thankful to have you as part of our team. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Now, this call was on October 2010, and in just 12 days, we will celebrate the exact day of the beginning of the Master's Call. Look at how good God has been. Glory be to God. Other calls have started and knocked around, and we benefited from them as well. God bless those calls, too. But my God, standing for 10 years, And the scripture verse on which we stand can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where you can find all the messages that have been archived there, as well as the bio of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. We also have a theme for 2020. We have been saying this theme for now 10 months. And in January, Dr. Vanessa will just hear from the Lord, and he'll give her another theme. But for this year, our theme is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And we are seeing that happen today. Well, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as you heard Minister Rosalind so beautifully do with her singing and with just that we're hearing her heart as she brought us in, or as our greeter did, as in Minister Ruth, or if the Lord is putting on your heart to host, or maybe, just maybe, during this COVID-19 season, he has put a word that you're just wanting to get it out and share it with someone. Well, you know what? You are at the right place. So if any of those categories fit you, if God has touched your heart in the least bit in any of those ways, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, the company that got us all together is the Artist Life. Well, I was once Artist International and is now Artist Life. And it is a company where you will find out more about the products that will keep you healthier, the D.H. De Leon family, and just their love for the company and for you. So to find out more about Artist Life, you can get with the person who told you about this call. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday morning. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Here's a bypass number we have, and that's if you have to pay to get on the call, well, we certainly don't want you to have to do that. So the bypass number where you can dial and you won't have to pay anything is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. An extravaganza is coming up soon, and we will have more information for you about that. Well, so much for the announcements. I want to introduce our speaker for this morning, and he is absolutely no stranger to our call, and he is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He is the founder of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and he is married to his lovely wife, Cheryl, and they have been married for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, and that can be found in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So it is with pleasure that I introduce to some and to present to others our man of God this morning, Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Will, for such a warm introduction. And I want to acknowledge our new partner in ministry, Minister Ruth. God bless you. And Minister Rosalind for her melodious singing, ushering us in the throne room of God. Well, good morning. God bless you. We honor the honorees of today. Dr. Vanessa Westbrook, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for your long jeopardy of keeping this call alive for 10 years. This is our month of celebration. We celebrate you both and all that made this call a great ministry. Praise God. Well, good morning. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Great things he has continued to keep on doing. He keeps on doing great things, and we ought to be glad, excited about it. Well, just want to invite our attention to the book of Isaiah, very familiar scripture, Isaiah chapter 26. And let's look at verses 3 and 4. Looking at the Amplified Version, it says, "You will guard him and keep him in perfect book. Its inclination and its character is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on and hopes confidently in you. So trust in the Lord, commit yourself to him, lean on him, hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Well, of course, the King James Version says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in thee. Well, we want to talk about a made-up mind. You have to have a made-up mind in these days and time to stay on the battlefield. Amen. We have to not waver or move to left or right, but to be focused and steadfast, looking upon, amen, the Lord, and acknowledging him in all our ways. Of course, the word says that he will direct our paths. In Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 58th verse says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, be so steadfast is important. Having a made-up mind, amen, to keep the faith no matter what. Amen. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on what God has put inside of you, because God will see it to pass. Amen. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Stay focused. Looking at some notes from Joyce Meyer, she says like this. She says, we function best when we have a steadfast mind that is committed and focused on God. When the mind is calm and steadfast, it is free from fear, worry, or torment. It is also clear and focused so we can look at situations and decide what to do about them. Many of us get into trouble when we get out of balance or become unsteady in our minds, and we move into a state of total passivity in which we do nothing, expecting God to do everything for us. Or we become hyperactive, operating most of the time in the flesh. God wants our minds to be steadfast so that we are able to face any situation in life, believing God will help us and give us victory. Instead of getting distraught, full of fear and worry, we need to go before God and say, Lord, I'm believing that you will help me in this situation. And if there's something you want me to do, show me what it is. Whatever God shows us to do about our problem, we need to be diligent to do it. Once we have done all we know to do, we can trust God with the rest. That is what I call faith and steadfastness. I would say, do what you can, and God will do what you cannot do. Amen. So we have to have a made-up mind to, amen, to stay steadfast and unmovable, to stay, amen, with our mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. These are times that are so uncertain, but we know that God will be with us. He promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us. Amen. I'm reminded of a devotion that I read some time ago. It's one of another network marketing company. Some of you, most of us, have heard of Amway. And this particular story tells us that Richard DeVos, the president of the amazing Amway company, which manufactures and markets home care products throughout the world, once told me that belief and persistence are two of his favorite words. You got that? Belief and persistence are two of his favorite words. And after hearing this dedicated Christian, Laban recounts the success story of his company. This writer says, I know why. I was particularly interested in an early failure Mr. DeVos told me about when he and his partner, Jay Vandell, were just getting started in their business about 1959. They needed more sales help and scheduled a meeting in Lansing to attract new people to their organization. They rented a big hall, advertised their meeting, and printed attractive brochures to give the candidates who showed up. They anticipated a crowd of at least 200 people, but DeVos and Van Andel overestimated their audience by 198 because only two people came to the meeting. Wow. And did they throw in the towel, give up, conclude that the idea for selling their products was unworkable? Never, says Rich DeVos. We just laughed at ourselves and went on determined to draw more people the next time. According to this article, That took a time, 250,000 representatives distributed products worth hundreds of millions of dollars annually. And, of course, it was very helpful because Richard DeVos and Jay Vandell grew up in a Christian home, in Christian homes where belief and persistence were on exhibit daily. As a result, they knew how to cope with setbacks. If you practice your faith and put it to work in good times, you will know where to go when troubles draw nigh. So stay on point. Instead of folding in the face of defeat, you have a reservoir of God's love to draw on, and it will sustain you through any drought. So, my brothers and sisters, stay persistent. Don't give up. As he says, the two greatest words he said was the belief and persistence. And we live in a time that we have to have a made-up mind. I'm going through it no matter what this world brings to me. I'm going through. Amen. We have to keep that made-up mind no matter what. Because if we will do that, we will have perfect peace, the kind of peace that surpasses all understandings. Someone somewhere says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweet frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Another songwriter says, time is filled with swift transition. All of earth, a move can't stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. No other hand is worth holding on to but God's hand. So as we have a made-up mind to stay on the battlefield, to fight the good fight of faith, we'll experience the perfect peace that is guaranteed to us because we keep our minds stayed on him and we trust in him. Amen. So God is good all the time, no matter what this world is looking like today. We have a steadfast love of God, and he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He will always open doors that no man can shut, even in the mean times, God is still God. Amen. So we keep our trust in him. Amen. 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 So, my brothers and sisters, we have to realize that there's perfect peace as we have and keep a made of mind. Another writer says, occasions for anxieties happen, but Jesus reminded his followers that in the world you will have tribulation, according to John 16:33. And prophet Isaiah wrote that God gives peace in spite of conflict and turmoil. Peace is so basic to God's nature that it is part of his name. God the Father is the God of peace, according to Philippians 4:9, Hebrews 13:20. God the Son is the Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9:6. And God the Holy Spirit produces peace in our lives, according to Galatians 5:22. So have perfect peace. In order to have perfect peace, we must focus our minds on God and trust in him. We must have a made-up mind. Amen. Those of us who fix our eyes on the past risk, a severe collision will naturally be our future. And those who seek only the future hit much too hard the speed bumps of today. But only those of us who fix our eyes on God can effectively negotiate the right pace of life. So keep eyes on the prize. Keep focus on Almighty God. Have a made-up mind. No matter what happens, God will sustain us. No matter what happens, God will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. So it's just good to be reminded of that in these days and times, that we do have, amen, a solid foundation on Christ, a solid rock I stand. We have God's unchanging hand to hold on to, amen, no matter what comes or goes in our life today. Amen. So God bless you. Just wanted to share a little bit with you on today about what it takes to make it through this life. If we keep our mind stayed on the Lord, amen, it's a great thing to do no matter what. And getting back to our story of Amway, we can also look at our ministry business of Artist Life, amen, how our founders held on even through the turmoils and how they stay focused. And of course, our main pillars of our business is faith. So hold on to your faith. Hold on, amen, to what God has given us. Amen. Because times will come that we may feel like giving up. But our founders, amen, the DeLeon family has taken the reign and continue to stay on the battlefield. And look where we are now. We're still 30 years plus in this great business. And look at us with this TMC call. 10 years of holding on. 10 years, amen, of every single Monday through Friday on this call. What a great time to celebrate of what happens when we have a made-up mind to keep moving forward. So my brothers and sisters, keep the faith. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep that made up mind. No matter what, God is still on the throne. Back to you, Mr. Willard.
Thank you, Pastor Everett. Keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, and God will give us peace when our minds are stayed on Him. Thank you so much for that on-time message, and I will call you back to give us our benediction after we have our announcements and prayer requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, our Lord, our Savior, our King, our Confidant, our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace, our God, our Good Shepherd, our Lord God Almighty, we come to you this morning thanking you. For you are a great God. You are the good, good Father. And you believe in giving good things to your children whose minds are stayed on you. Father, we thank you for the word that was imparted this morning, Lord, to trust you, Lord, and to know that you will give us perfect peace when our mind is stayed on you. There's nothing like some perfect peace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your servant, Pastor Everett, who so beautifully poured out this morning your word, O God. And Father, I pray that you guide his day, that you bless him and his family, Lord, that you order his footsteps. Father, that you be that lamp unto his feet and to light unto his path. God, that you direct him and that you continue to bless all of his ministries in the name of Jesus. Keep him safe during this COVID-19 season, Lord, and his entire household. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa and Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, Mother Blackwell, Mother Ethel, Lord. Father, we just thank you for all of our mothers, Lord, because they are so full of wisdom. And we have just been able to glean from that wisdom that you have blessed us with from them, Lord. God, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around them this morning, that you have your angels encamped around about them, Lord. And God, I pray, be there any illness, Lord, that you extracted from their bodies in the name of Jesus, because you are the ultimate physician. Lord, we pray for other family members, God, who are challenged in their bodies, who are challenged in their minds, who are challenged in their finances, Lord. Father, because you said in your word that we can come to you, Lord, and that we could commit these things to you, O God. And Father, you told us in Isaiah 55:11, Father, that, oh, my God, my God, my God, bless me this morning, Lord. I know what it says, but right now I'm just caught up. Father, but we thank you. We thank you that you said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth, that it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing to where we sent it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And so, Father, we bring all these requests to you, knowing that they will not return to you void, knowing that they will go to where we put them, knowing, oh, God, that you hear our prayers. And not only do you hear our prayers, but you answer them. And I thank you, Lord. And so now, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to be with the D.S. De Leon family, that you continue to give them witty ideas, oh, God, and you continue to prosper them and, Father, each and every person who is associated with the company, prosper them more and more, Lord, that people will just be amazed and astonished that during this COVID-19 season, Lord, that they are still profitable and are doing well. We give you praise, God. Now, God, touch each one of us this morning. Lead us as we go about our way. And, Father, I pray that you bless this election season, Lord, and that you unveil any kind of corruption, any hindrances, any destructive acts, oh God. And, Father, that you open the eyes of those who are blind so that they can see what's going on, Lord. Oh God, help this land. Heal this land. Heal us, Lord, we pray, because we need it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this on-time message again. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And remember, the new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, Minister Rosalind, thank you for so beautifully bringing us in this morning in song and ministry. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for greeting us and offering a powerful prayer this morning. And Pastor Everett, what can we say about your word? It was timely and well needed. And yes, God will give us perfect peace. And I will now turn it back over to you, Pastor Everett. But as I always say, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, please know that I do love me some you. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. May the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and lighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, be blessed.